Special Prosecutor Kerry Morrissey argues there were insufficient facts to support the dismissal and that Baldwin's due process rights had not been violated. She wants the judge to reconsider. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A long-distance Olympic runner from Uganda has died after being burned by her former partner over a land dispute. Rebecca Cheptegei competed in this year's Paris Olympics. She sustained burns on 80% of her body before her organs failed. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell, featuring Straka Meats, Meister Cheeses, Car Valley Cheeses, all at one place, all done the right way. Right Way Shell, Spring Green. A low tonight of 52 with shower chances ending early, then partly cloudy. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Friday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, a high of 65. Friday night, clear to rather chilly, a low of 40. Sunny at times and fall-like Saturday, a high of 65. Sunny Sunday and 75. And warm on Monday with a high of 80.
For ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
I just walked in and you were gone. To your mama's, I suppose. Looks like you won't be back. So I thought you ought to know. I found that note you left. a pencil from the jar, fill in the empty space. I'm gonna tell you how I feel, straight up genuine and real. Open a bottle of 90 proof and write a song for you, like Christofferson would do. In each line you're gonna hear, it's my fault and I miss you. I know it won't be in time, it may not even rhyme, but all it has to be is true. Would do. Oh, here it goes. Christofferson would do.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Touch ain't enough. down on the Bible, I swore that you were the one. The way that it felt didn't feel like I jumped the gun. Yeah, you held me in your arms and you kissed me like forever. How the hell was I supposed to know any better?
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is it. Krogan's Hardware, Furniture, and Appliances is closing the doors in the next few weeks. That's right. The time is near, and Krogan's will close the doors for the last time. But before they do, everything must go. Starting today, 50%. That's 50% off most items, including all power tools, power equipment, most rental equipment, paint, lawn, garden, and all remaining furniture and bedding. Half off almost everything in stock. It's gotta go, and most is now at 50% off. Open daily, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 4, close Sunday. All sales final, see store for exclusions, credit card or cash only.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Come to the fair and see the latest in GPS-guided robotic lawn mowing by a Husqvarna Automower. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Besides our normal tractors and mowers we will be showing at the Richland County Fair, we will have the latest Husqvarna Automower E-Post technology that is completely controlled by GPS. It can mow in parallel lines, checkerboards, or triangle patterns, keeping your lawn in perfect condition. We will show you how it works. See the latest technology at the Homesteader Store booth at the Richland County Fair.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9.
I got up this morning, tried to get off to work. I couldn't even find not a one clean shirt. There was no high when I jumped in the shower. I know my boss is gonna dock me an hour. The older I get, the more I discover, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I jumped in my car, tried to get motivated. Now I'm stuck in the traffic, all I'm doing is waiting. The fool behind me keeps on blowing his horn. I've got my top laid back and it's coming up a storm. The older I get, the more I discover, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Light bill, phone bill, water and gas. Well, payday comes and it goes so fast. There's no way out, I'm telling you, brother, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Trying to explain the
mailbox, all shopping on the cable box. www.ohthere'snoescape. Every truck coming up around the bend, beep, 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 just backing in. Sign here and here and here again, cause there's no money down, no payments still. The whole place is crammed back filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get enough. Oh, oh, it's treasure till it's mine, and it ain't worth a dime. It's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. There ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in. But it's alright to get it all. Mart's opened up all night. You can catch it all with a quick swipe. It's easier every day. SUVs and minivans, parading around in caravans, toting off more than the tires can stand. Cause there's no money down, no payments till. Every square inch of the whole world's filled with stuff. Stack it on us. Never gonna ever get enough. Treasure till it's mine, and it ain't worth a dime. It's stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. Oh, there ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in. More stuff. Stack it on us. Stuff. Never gonna ever get enough. Stuff. Oh, oh, it's treasure till it's mine, and it ain't worth a dime. It's stuff. Stuff. Spreading like weeds, dragging me under in an endless sea of stuff. Stuff. All there ain't no end, gotta get a bigger place so I can move in.
such emptiness. I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. So keep in mind I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me, but I'm learning as you go. So girl, take it easy on this heart of mine. Remember as you leave me, this is my first time. And girl, while you're walking now, please walk out there slow, 'cause I'm learning as you go. It's hard to see through all these tears just where I should go from here. I've never been down this old lonesome road. So excuse me if my heart should break.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After prosecutors in the Hunter Biden federal tax trial signaled they would not support him to change his not guilty plea to an Alford plea, attorneys for the president's son say he's now willing to enter an open plea of guilty to avoid trial. It's the latest twist in the case.
Prosecutor Leo Wise told the judge in court in downtown L.A., quote, "I want to make something crystal clear. The United States opposes an Alford plea," end quote. An Alford plea is one that Hunter Biden's defense team is trying to make, in which Biden would plead guilty to the tax evasion charges but also maintain his innocence. It's rare and used typically by someone who claims that they are innocent but also knows there's enough evidence to convict them. Wise, in his opposition, said Hunter Biden is guilty. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Pittsburgh. She'll be focusing on debate preps ahead of next week's ABC News presidential debate. Former President Trump spoke at an economic conference today in New York. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center soccer team opens up its conference season tonight at Dodgeville against Dodge Point. River Valley is at Prairie du Chien against River Ridge Seneca. And in volleyball action tonight, Richland Center is at Dodgeville. We'll have the match on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Lancaster at Platteville and River Valley at Prairie du Chien. Sauk Prairie is at Reedsburg in volleyball. Hillsboro will play at Brookwood. At Quail Run last night, the Tuesday Men's Golf League Championship was decided. Team 9 defeated Team 5, 56-40. Congratulations to members of Team 9. They include Jarrett McDonald, Steve Sachina, Steve Davis, and Dennis McHugh. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll open up a series against Colorado tomorrow night. A Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame journalist predicts a big bounce-back season for the Bucks guard Damian Lillard. Mark J. Spears was heard on this week's Dear District podcast with Bucks legend Marcus Johnson and NCAA champion Chris Johnson. Spears says Dame will have an outstanding year, pointing to his intense offseason workouts with endurance athlete David Goggins. Lillard himself has promised to resume his star-quality performance. Only one Packer player missed the last home practice yesterday, defensive end Aaron Mosby. The Packers were flying out to take on their opponent, the Eagles, on Friday night in Brazil. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
The forecast tonight, calling for temperatures down to 52, north winds 5 to 10, and a 30% chance for scattered showers this evening, turning partly cloudy. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, north winds 8 to 18. Friday night, lows of 40, partly cloudy to clear, and sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday, highs in the mid-60s. It is a partly cloudy 75 degrees, 4/100ths of an inch of rain has fallen, and the winds are out of the northeast at 7. Again, it is 75 degrees.
Come to the fair and see the latest in GPS-guided robotic lawn mowing by a Husqvarna Automower. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Besides our normal tractors and mowers we will be showing at the Richland County Fair, we will have the latest Husqvarna Automower E-Post technology that is completely controlled by GPS. It can mow in parallel lines, checkerboards, or triangle patterns, keeping your lawn in perfect condition. We will show you how it works. See the latest technology at the Homesteader Store booth at the Richland County Fair.
This year's WRCO Richland County Fair reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller and Sons Excavating, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
One of the crown jewels of the Richland County Fair is the meat animal sale, which will be held on Saturday during the fair. Mike Huffer was in the studio recently to talk about that event.
Not a lot of changes. I mean, the meat animal sale will be held on Saturdays at 5 p.m. We moved it up an hour last year, and it's up an hour again this year. That helps with grandstand events that go on later in the day. Starting at 4 o'clock will be the buyer's reception. Encourage buyers to get there between 4:45 and get registered, and then there'll be food, a little meal for them before the sale kicks off at 5 o'clock.
So 5 o'clock has worked out well for you?
Yeah, so it's the second year. Seemed to work well last year. The sale moved right along. We had a new team. John Reynolds does the auctioneering, and we had John Schweiger acting as the MC, and he'll be doing that again this year.
Good. So what can you tell us about beef and the beef projects as you get ready for the fair?
Well, the beef is very strong again this year. Our numbers are comparable to last year. I was looking at the stalling and that this morning, and I got 104 head, looks like we'll have, coming in. So try to squeeze them all in between the beef barn and some in the dairy barn is always a challenge, but we'll get there.
Yeah, that never ceases to amaze me. It seems like the animal numbers are still strong, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Some species are down, but I was going over and numbers this morning. We had 87 sale entries last year, and it looks like this year we have 89 exhibitors that are eligible to sell. Now, sometimes you have a little dropout, but usually that's pretty strong, so we'll be right where we were last year.
So what's the scenario? I know we've heard a lot about lactating dairy cattle. Does that affect the beef portion?
So it doesn't affect the beef coming to the fair. There's no restrictions. We've been asked not to have any lactating beef in the dairy barn as they're trying to stay away from that. So that's one little bit of challenge installing, but we'll work through it.
Overall, I know we were talking to Lyrica, and looks like entry numbers are pretty good for all of the exhibits.
I think so. I was looking at the numbers. Beef animals in the sale will have 39 this year. We had 41 last year. There's up to 5 goats. I think we only had 1 last year, so a few more meat goats. There's 14 poultry. That's up a couple. 9 rabbits, 7 sheep, and 26 swine. Now, some of those numbers will drop off a little bit because some of the exhibitors have 2 species they're showing. Maybe they got a steer and a pig. They can only sell one. Or they might have a rabbit and a bird, a poultry bird, and again, they can only sell one. So that total gets to about 100, and there's about 11 duplicates in there, so that leaves us at 89.
The comments of Mike Huffer. Again, the meat animal sale will get underway at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the Richland County Fair.
This year's WRCO Richland County Fair reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller and Sons Excavating, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
I've been trying to tell you, but I can't find the words to say. 'Cause every time you come around, honey, my thoughts just slip away. There's so much that I need from you, baby, and I don't wanna waste 1 minute of time. So I'll get right to the point and tell you what I need tonight. I need you, baby, to come on over here and let me treat you right. I need you, baby, to come on over and make sweet love tonight. Yeah, come on, come on, yeah, won't you come on over tonight? Come on, come on, girl, let me treat you right. I got a million things that I want for you to know. I got about a million more, babe, I wanna do to your body, oh so slow. We can light a couple of candles, we can dance in the bedroom to the radio. 'Cause you know it's all about you, honey. When I turn the lights down low, I need you, baby, to come on over here and let me treat you right. I need you, baby, to come on over and make sweet love tonight. Come on, come on, yeah, won't you come on over tonight? Come on, come on, girl, let me treat you right. About you all day long, and I'm right on the verge of going insane. Well, I laid it all on the line for you, honey. Told you how I feel. Don't leave me hanging. I need you to come on over and let me treat you right. Well, I need you, baby, to come on over and make sweet love tonight. Come on over tonight. Come on, come on, girl, let me treat you right. I said, now come on, yeah, come on. Won't you come on over tonight? Come on, yeah, come on. Girl, let me treat you.
Always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night stand had a Bible, every front porch, every backyard and a garden, every front door and a screen,
this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Slow ruins everything. So why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at Wilkinson Law Group.
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Egg Service of Muscadet.
sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you would catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a roller coaster first day of Hunter Biden's federal tax trial ending with another twist, the president's son pleading guilty to avoid trial.
Abandoning an attempt by Hunter Biden's attorneys for a plea in which he would not have admitted guilt, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to all counts in his federal tax case, putting an end to a trial. Biden telling the judge he understands the consequences of his guilty plea, including up to 15 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $1 million. Biden spoke clearly, showing little emotion as he addressed the judge, admitting his guilt. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden in Wisconsin touting his administration's Investing in America plan today and also campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris. The president offered condolences to victims' families in Georgia following yesterday's shooting at Appalachie High School. Georgia authorities today charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman and student with four counts of felony murder. This is ABC News. Late season heat scorching parts of the West Coast.
With the peak of the heat wave hitting right now, but with a few more days of 100 plus degrees coming, cooling centers are open around L.A. Christina Juarez is working at one set up at a senior center.
A lot of people here that don't have AC and any.